from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of State says good progress is being made in trade talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today the 12 nations negotiating the massive Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal have made good progress toward reaching a final agreement, but some details remain to be worked out. He highlighted a series of goals for the PAC as he spoke during a visit to Singapore, saying the pact would create economic opportunities for the countries involved and a whole lot more.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is about a lot more than just creating economic opportunities, and this is really important to focus on. It's about raising standards. This agreement initiates a race to the top, not a race to the bottom.
Mr. Kerry will attend the ASEAN Forum tomorrow. A senior official of the World Health Organization says halting the Ebola epidemic in West Africa by the end of this year is a realistic and appropriate goal. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva for VOA.
In the past 4 weeks, the World Health Organization reports cases of Ebola have dropped from 35 a week to 2 this week. WHO Assistant Director General Bruce Aylward explains health workers have become much better in identifying people, but he cautions against complacency.
The biggest risk now is irrational exuberance, to quote a famous economist, or unrealistic expectations. There are people thinking, oh, great, it's gone from 30 to 25 to 7 to 2. It will go to 0, to 1 and 0. It won't.
Dr. Aylward notes Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia have reduced the case numbers and fatalities from Ebola to practically zero without the help of a vaccine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Obama is planning a major speech tomorrow to argue for congressional and public support for the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Mr. Obama will discuss the key issues that explain why the accord deserves widespread support.
But the president, as you've heard him say, will make clear that he believes that this effort to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon isn't just in the best interest of the United States, and it is. The president believes that is in the national security interest of our closest ally in the region, Israel, to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon through diplomacy.
Now, Israel and many Jewish leaders in the U.S. have criticized the nuclear accord. From the war in Syria to the conflict in Yemen, where the leaders of the U.S. and the United Nations meet, there's seemingly no limit to the number of pressing issues that are up for discussion. President Obama acknowledged the demands on the United Nations have never been greater when he welcomed U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to the White House for talks on Tuesday. Aru Pandey has more.
A day after announcing a landmark plan to cut carbon emissions from U.S. power plants, President Obama hosted the United Nations chief at the White House with climate change high on the agenda.
Encouraged the Secretary General to continue to work with us to press those countries who have not yet put forward bold, aggressive plans to do so.
UN Secretary General Ban praised Obama's, quote, important and visionary leadership on the issue from his first day in office.
Also, it can have generate huge dividends here at home in U.S. economy, and I'm sure that this will impact a lot of countries.
Aru Pandey, VOA News, the White House.
Mr. Obama's plan faces intense domestic opposition from Republicans who are vowing to fight the tougher power plant standards, saying that they will hurt coal mining states. President Obama said today the world may have to come up with a different plan for South Sudan if the young country's feuding leaders fail to meet on August 17th deadline for a peace deal. Mr. Obama said South Sudan's President Salva Kiir squandered the great hope and progress the country had when it became independent in 2011. The family of Sandra Bland. Now, she's a woman found dead in a Texas jail cell last month. Well, her family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the arresting officer and other officials in what they say is an effort to get information about the case. The 20-year-old Miss Bland was found dead in the cell hanging from an overhead partition with a plastic bag on July 13th. Authorities said Miss Bland committed suicide. Her family has questioned that finding, but on Tuesday acknowledged the possibility. Miss Bland's family has said she was not despondent, was looking forward to starting a new job at Prairie View A&M University, where she had graduated. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.